Pam?
Pam.
Thank you, Monty.
Yeah, no problem. Pam.
As I teased,
Pam.
This is Whores. Would Ham officially recommend entertainment segment?
Ham? Would Ham officially recommend putting fish in your pants as a kid?
No. That's not entertainment that I want to subscribe to anymore.
You admitted that earlier. You're every babysitter.
I used to kill a lot of beta fishes. I used to put them in my pants.
Now I'm finished.
Banned from every Petco from here to Ennis.
My deviant photos just on the wall.
Just walking out with a pants full of beta fishes.
Don't let this man your fish.
I'd like to picture the photo you have with your fist under the chin that you have in the
control room.
Yeah.
My is Ham dead photo.
I wish he was, pal.
I wish I was, too. Whores, would Ham officially recommend entertainment segment? With special guest co-host joining us now in studio, DJ
you.
Riggenberg.
Thank you very much, folks.
And
great
Cher.
To be here.
And Cher. Stop trying to make me do Cher.
Cher can have my mic.
No.
How about that?
Recently,
sounds like Michael McDonald a little bit.
Oh, hold on.
Nice.
This came out last weekend. The new film, Star Wars film, The Mandalorian and Grogu. Star Wars, The Mandalorian and Grogu. So far, has grossed approximately
$100 billion.
A bajillion dollars.
Glad he kept talking. $246 million worldwide.
$137
million. It's fine. $137 million domestically here in North America. At the box office. Star Wars, I feel, in my opinion, before we get to the film itself, as DJ went and saw it as well.
Indeed.
I feel like they're lost. In terms of, they feel like they are distancing themselves from the sequel trilogy that have come out. Episode 7. 8 and 9.
From the Kylo Ren, Rey...
Yes.
...universe.
And hey, Palpatine's back. They're not in a good spot. I feel like they've... Every series that has come out so far has been in their sweet spot, 1 to 3.
Thank you.
Which is after Return of the Jedi...
What?
...before the sequel trilogy has kicked off. I know they have attempted to do a prequel series with the Acolyte that was on Disney+, but... People got mad because there was, like, lesbo witches in it or something like that.
Yeah, I don't need that in my Star Wars.
I thought it was fine.
Star Wars rules.
Lesbo witches is one of my favorite bookmark tabs on my internets. But this movie, The Mandalorian and Grogu,
Star Wars.
Is after Return of the Jedi. And it's weird because, and you could test this too, Mr. DJ.
Mm-hmm.
There's already been 3 seasons of The Mandalorian and Grogu. A lot of this film just felt like it was just, hey, we've made the 4th season of this show, but let's just throw it in the theaters.
Absolutely.
Because even when watching the movie, you get a sense of, this is where this episode would have ended, this is where the next episode would have began. There's a very clear, this was supposed to be a TV show for the 4th season, but they decided, what if we just threw this in theaters?
I thought one of the main differences, though, from my main issue with the first 3 seasons of the Mandalorian series, I did not like how in the first season they basically made the main character invincible by giving him the Beskar armor.
Yes.
So they essentially said, from the get-go, you can't kill the main character, which
no.
I get.
That's how a lot of shows are.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's intrinsically understood, but at the same time, it almost feels like a cheat code when they just
you
out and out
don't
say...
don't feel like he's going to die because he's wearing indestructible armor.
Which maybe that precedent needs to be set whenever the setting is there's lasers going off everywhere and he would probably die in a real situation. So I get that, but that always bothered me of just like... And main character's invincible.
Oh.
So... I don't feel like there's any drama to anything that happens because he can't be killed.
I mean, Superman's virtually invincible. But
yeah, and I don't want Superman because he's stupid.
Oh.
There are no nipples in Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess
another problem with the movie.
Yeah, you have to trick yourself because, I mean...
Was
like
there
I
nipples
said,
in this movie? Did the Hutts have nipples?
Did Grogu have nipples?
They did not show Grogu's nipples yet.
Was it cold?
And I will protest the hell out of this movie because of that.
Yep.
They didn't give the puppet the ability to
milk
hard nipples when it's cold.
Some guy's been in Hollywood for 50 years, and now his job is Grogu's nipple mover.
They have like $50 million budget, and half of that's devoted to animating frozen nipples.
All right, on bigger.
The temperature drops here, so you're going to need to really make him poke out of his shirt.
If I may criticize as well.
Okay.
They need to get rid of Grogu. I Why? Like the idea of just having a bounty hunter going about the dark places of the Star Wars universe, seeing the seedy underbelly of life in the universe out in the Outer Rim. I don't like him toting around a little Yoda cute thing the entire time.
Yeah, but I don't want to just watch him pulling these, you know, Outer Rim jobs. Like, I need him to have a...
I mean, that's pretty much what this is.
He's just got...
Well, no, he's got an emotional attachment to Grogu now.
No, it's okay. You walked over his trash joke.
Bingo.
Okay.
How you doing?
He made an Outer Rim
joke. But all of his jobs are Outer Rim jokes.
No one's bumping you.
Yeah. It's clear that Disney wants, you know, money and eyeballs on Grogu. Because he's a cute little alien.
He was definitely there for comic relief.
But even in the movie,
he's
you could tell.
Been that.
Yeah.
This would be the Grogu centric episode of the TV show if this was the fourth season.
Is he still, you know, doing cool Yoda stuff, though? Because I don't think I've seen season three. Last one I saw was when Luke Skywalker picked him up, which I think was at the end of two.
That was at the end of two. And in between that, there's also the Book of Boba Fett, which bombed because it wasn't well written. So much so that it also fell during COVID, and they just decided, what if we put two episodes of The Mandalorian show in the Book of Boba Fett? So if you watched season two of Mandalorian and then season three, he gives up Grogu, and then Grogu's just back.
See, that's what's kind of kept me away, was I have not watched season three, and I know that like some of his lore has been scattered through other series.
It just only
so
the
I don't
Book of
know,
Boba Fett.
I don't know like what I need to... primer before I watch the movie.
You could probably hop into this cold turkey, just knowing
you'd be fine.
He's a bounty hunter. He's watching this little Yoda type deal, dude.
It's a very specific mission.
There's no nipples in this. There's a very specific mission.
It's not. I would say
it's
directly
not super complex.
Directly related to the overarching story of Star Wars.
I mean,
they'll mention
characters. They'll mention like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
But outside of that, you don't need a lot going on.
Which is kind of what you have to do. If you're going to make a standalone movie, you have to make it to where it's accessible to people that are not... If you want it to make money, it can't have such a direct, you know, tie
to
all your shows.
Like the Marvel movies, I need to watch 50 of these before I could watch this one to understand why this guy's important and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think that's funny.
Who's that?
I don't know. Just typed in Yoda.
Criticism for me from the movie.
Uh-oh.
I have
not
one
enough
as well.
Latin women?
Two criticisms from me. One, not enough Latin women. Number two, why is Sigourney Weaver still like the leader of the... She's too old to be flying the X-Wing.
Why?
Am I right?
Whoa. Did you have any ageist thoughts when you were watching this film?
I don't think it's an effective fighting force if Sigourney Weaver is like the squad leader.
She saved the universe from the Xenomorphs.
She's 76 years old.
And gorgeous.
We can't find a younger, more fit.
I think this is just highlighting more of DJ's issues with women in general.
Ooh.
Right.
Because she wasn't crashing her X-Wing into everything.
He hates to
flying.
See them in power.
Yeah.
Oh, no! Oh, God, no!
That was him.
As soon as he saw her piloting a plane.
No! For the love of God, no!
That's DJ in the tower.
My criticism, less to do with women.
Yeah, holding positions of power.
Yeah. More to do with...
I said what I said.
So, what is his name? Jeremy Allen White's in the movie?
Oh, the bear.
Sort of.
Does he voice
bear.
Somebody?
He voices a Hutt, but he's speaking like plain English, like common tongue in the
There's
universe.
Carmen is a Hutt.
Dude, it... So the other Hutts speak like Huttonese or whatever they speak, where it's like... Jabba the Hutt.
This guy speaks like he's from Los Angeles. Like he
it
sounds,
is weird. He's like, hey, Mando, how you doing?
Like, what the hell?
No.
Agree. Didn't like
it
that either.
It was so distracting, and he's all jacked.
He's
like a jacked slug.
They've got an extra a new hut.
I've been called worse.
You are not as
you're
jacked
not a
as
jacked slug.
Truck me, trust me. But he's way too
Monty
jacked.
Bitch.
And his voice is too normal.
He's got weird finishing moves where he just, I won't say anymore, but
yeah.
It's a little bit of a weird movie. I will say they did keep the action up. You mentioned the don't need Grogu. I thought the opening scene, the action was really good in that. So I thought it gave you
a... The difference between this, though, and the TV show is a lot of the TV show is just filler. I'm walking from location to location, where this one cuts all that out.
Yeah.
It is action, plot development, action.
But you still get comic relief Grogu.
Yes.
So you won't even give me this?
No, you look nothing like that.
You won't give me the Hutt?
No, you wish you looked that good.
Like, that's
sorry,
my
bud.
New Mike McCarthy body goal photo.
Yes.
Is Rota the Hutt? Was he on one leg?
Yeah, when I'm in there trying to get my my Wegovy refill. What are you going for? You seen the new Mandalorian movie?
Bud, you will never have abs like that. I don't want to hear it, Stumpy.
My pharmacist put me down
overall,
again.
It was a fine movie.
So is that a would officially
recommend entertainment?
Agree.
Cinema.
DJ?
Yeah, I liked it.
It was fun.
Good. A little long. It was over 2 hours.
It was 2 hours. You felt like you watched 5 episodes of the show. Yeah. It was really weird because the guy next to me, older gentleman, clear he didn't watch any of the TV shows because he turned to me after the movie ended. He goes, was it worth the wait?
What?
It's like, from what?
Don't talk to me, stranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ignored him the first time.
Where's my partition?
I gave him the courtesy. I looked over because I felt like he was still staring at me, which he was. And then he asked again. I just nodded and walked out.
He was probably trying to think of an icebreaker to get to why you had so many dead fish.
Is that a beta fish?
He's probably a big fan of the show and just was trying to talk to you, and you just ignored him.
Dude, you're a better board up than Mino and Jake and Grooves.
Oh, everyone says Monty's the best. Wow. I think you're the best.
But dude, Connor's really leaving?
Is EA really Afghani?
Yeah, he's lying about
that. How often does he fall asleep during the show, really?
No, that's the one real
thing. Every time.
All right. Well,
I have something to say. Oh, go ahead, I used to kill a lot of beta fishes. Why would you admit that? I used to put them in my pants.
Why would you admit that?
Now I'm finished.
I don't think you had to tell the fish. They probably could tell. They clean out their gills.
They probably committed suicide inside my underwear.